Canada HR News on October the 9th, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. Happy Thanksgiving to all Canadian listeners. In today's episode, we talk about the latest report from Statistics Canada. We will also talk about compensation trends, the perfect storm of financial stress for Canadian workers, privacy concerns over employers using monitoring technologies in the workplace, and other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Statistics Canada reports that the Canadian economy added 64,000 jobs in September, with most of the growth concentrated in part-time work. Job gains were rooted in the public sector and self-employment, with little change in private sector employment. For the third consecutive month, the unemployment rate held steady at 5.5%. Across Canada, employment rose in 6 out of 10 provinces. Increases were recorded in Quebec, 39,000 jobs. British Columbia added 26,000 jobs. Manitoba added 8,800 jobs and Saskatchewan 6,000. Nova Scotia added 3,200 and Prince Edward Island at 2,700 jobs. Employment declined in New Brunswick. They lost 2,700 jobs. Employment remained essentially unchanged in the other provinces. The Conference Board of Canada forecasts population growth of 3% in 2023, making Canada's population the fastest growing in the G7. After the fertility rate reached a record low in 2022, virtually all of Canada's population growth is now reliant on international migration. The economic case for international migration is strong, given the Canada's aging population. The pace of average hourly wages growth inched up to 5% year-over-year in September. The lack of wage growth deceleration over the summer months will be a concern for the Bank of Canada, increasing the chance of an additional rate increase at the end of the month. Newly released Robert Half Salary Guide reveals how employers are responding to worker expectations about pay, perks, and benefits. According to the study, cash is still key. Nearly 4 out of 10 workers say their greatest frustration about job hunting is not being offered a pay package in line with expectations. And 35% of hiring managers report an uptick in job candidates who ask to negotiate compensation packages. In addition, 35% of workers say they will look for a new job if they don't get a raise. Flexible work holds weight. 3 in 4 workers cite flexible work schedules as the top perk they want in a job, and 49% now feel that a hybrid schedule is the ideal work structure. Separate Robert Half research reveals that 60% would rather stay in a job with flexible work options than accept a position with higher pay but rigid in-office requirements. Salary transparency offers a hiring advantage. Hiring managers believe that including salary information in job postings helps attract qualified candidates and saves time in the interview process. Workers also want pay transparency, and 63% said they would take themselves out of consideration for a role if salary ranges aren't provided upon request. While more workers are negotiating salaries, additional Robert Half research shows that nearly half admit to making a salary negotiating mistake, the most common being accepting too low of a salary for their skills and experience. According to an analysis of the National Payroll Institute's annual survey, the financial stress storm, which began in 2021, continues to grow, and working Canadians need to take urgent action to protect themselves. The number of working Canadians classified as being financially stressed is at 37% overall. Saving money now is more difficult than at any point in the past 10 years. To keep their heads above the rising waters, 63% spend all of their net pay, and 30% spend more than their net pay, resulting in the need to take on debt or dip into savings each pay cycle. As a consequence, 66% of the financially stressed are living paycheck to paycheck, and 50% are overwhelmed by their debt. One of the best ways for Canadians to positively affect their financial wellness is not by earning more, but by reducing reliance on debt and consolidating the resources of debt to more efficiently pay off what is already owed. Workers also need to make some difficult choices with regard to spending and what they deem to be essential. This may mean foregoing a family vacation, delaying a purchase, or choosing less expensive alternatives to ensure that there is enough left over after each paycheck to pay for food, clothing, and shelter. Employers can encourage employees to automatically direct a portion of their pay into a savings account. In provincial news, the Government of Saskatchewan has partnered with the Saskatchewan Veterinary Medical Association to facilitate a workforce study to determine veterinary labor market needs and better support veterinary retention in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is experiencing veterinary shortages, and the study will provide critical information on recruitment and retention challenges specific to the province, as well as inform which supports or incentives would be most effective to overcome these challenges. In Ontario, businesses and not-for-profit organizations with 20 or more employees, as well as designated public sector organizations, have until December 31st, 2023 to file their latest accessibility compliance report. This report is an online self-reporting mechanism that informs the Ontario Ministry for Seniors and Accessibility that organizations comply with the IOTA and the Integrated Accessibility Standards Regulation. The report contains such questions as, has your organization created and implemented written policies on how to achieve accessibility? Has your organization established and implemented a multi-year accessibility plan? Does your organization provide appropriate training on the IOTA and the Human Rights Code as it pertains to people with disabilities? And does your organization have a process for receiving and responding to feedback that is accessible to people with disabilities? For information from the Ontario government on how to make businesses more accessible and inclusive for all, visit the link in the episode description. The Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada released a resolution calling for a collective effort from governments and employers to address statutory gaps, respect and protect employee rights to privacy and transparency, and to ensure the fair and appropriate use of electronic monitoring tools and AI technologies in the modern workplace. The Employee Privacy Resolution addresses the recent proliferation of employee monitoring software and how it has revealed that laws protecting workplace privacy are either out of date or absent altogether. In our increasingly digital work environments, there need to be robust and relevant privacy protections in place to safeguard workers from overly intrusive monitoring by employers. The Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada states that employee monitoring has undergone substantial expansion in its use, technological capabilities, and application in recent years. Many employers have accelerated the use of monitoring technologies as they seek new ways of tracking employees' performance and activities on-premises or remotely, whether during work or off hours. Although some level of information collection is reasonable and may be necessary to manage the employer-employee relationship, the adoption of digital surveillance technologies can significantly impact an employee's career and overall well-being, resulting in heightened stress levels and other adverse mental health effects, not to mention reduced autonomy and creativity. And this was Canada HR News. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcasts and on our YouTube channel. You can also find us in Spotify and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on X at CAD HR News or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.